Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KC, what do you have, 19-10 against Oklahoma City? Hit 5 threes in that basketball game, shown some great two-way play. And, of course, the other night against the Dallas Mavericks on Clay Day, Clay Night, he was solid in that game. Hit a big three when the Warriors are down 7, 112-105. Hits a three to make it 112-108 from the top of the key to stabilize the basketball game. He was playing solid defense, of course, chasing the rock. Kyrie Irving, 4 assists, 4 rebounds in that one, 14 points. And again, he was starting to hit the three ball, 7 of his last 14 from three. So it's a nice little, who's going to step up? What's Steve Kerr going to do in that spot? Is he going to go back to Jonathan Kuminga in the starting lineup? Is he going to go to Buddy Hield? Will he go back to Brandon Podziemski to get him rolling? Or it could be Moses Moody. Maybe that's GP2.
Honestly, all those are great problems to have. Again, speaks to the depth of this team. Yes, you'd like to have DeAnthony Melton, but every team has injuries right now. I mean, the team you're playing tonight, no Ja.
Yep.
Like, that's their best player. Like, no, and they just play the Lakers very well, actually. So you can't even sleep on the Memphis Grizzlies. And Warriors know more than anyone not to sleep on the shorthanded Memphis Grizzlies, because they will kick your ass if you sleep on them.
We remember MLK Day.
Right? Yes.
G.G. Jackson.
What was the game of his life? What was the line you had, Bonte?
What did I have? Martin Luther King had a dream?
Yes.
No, what was the line? I don't remember. Martin Luther.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. King had a dream. I forget
this,
what.
But this was a nightmare or something like that.
I opened a postgame show with that. Did. Remember that?
That's what it was. But this was a nightmare.
This was a nightmare for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I forget what the line
Taylor
was.
Taylor Jenkins and them boys.
Yeah, Taylor Jenkins and them boys, man. The Grizzlies 7-4 to start the season. So you're right. You can't sleep on them.
Yeah.
Just looking at some numbers real quick before we get back into football. Jerry Jackson Jr. in the restricted area this season, shooting 71%. So he's finishing around the basket.
Against the Lakers.
Yep. Even as around the break, above the break threes, he's shooting 43% from there. Now restricted paint area, shooting 58%. So he's having a very solid start to the season. Zach Edey per 36 minutes. I love the per 36 minutes. But as a rookie, he's second in points per game, 20 points per 36 minutes and 12 rebounds. You got to get a body on this big man. This guy's legit. Zach Edey, it's going to be a solid pro, right? But I do look forward to Stephen Curry getting the ball screen, getting Zach Edey on the island, on the pick and roll to say, come have this dance with me, because Steph Curry right now is on the heater as well, Spadone.
It's unbelievable, and you and Chaska were talking about it a couple days ago. Like, anytime he gets switched onto a big man, it's just, what are you doing? As a defense, he's like, you're cooked at that point. I don't care if it's Anthony Davis. I don't care if it's a Zach Edey, a Jaren Jackson. It doesn't matter. He's going to cook almost, and he does that to just guards in general, but more so the big guys. But Steph is just, he's like, my main takeaway, and I get it, it was Clay Day we were all talking about the other day, Bonte. But honestly, my thoughts coming out of that game was not really about Clay. It was like, this game's just good. The Warriors are just good. Like, that was a good win against a solid playoff opponent, the Western Conference winners last year in the Dallas Mavericks. And yeah, you guys had Tim Kawakami on, and I agree with him. Like,
who was he on with? What are the dibs?
Oh, was he on? No, yeah, no, yeah, sorry, sorry. Yeah, yeah. We as a station. Had our guy, Odyssey insider, Tim Kawakami.
San Francisco Standard.
San Francisco Standard, there you go. But he was saying, like, yeah, he's putting them in the category of, you know, the Mavericks, of the Suns, stuff like that. And I'm right along there with him. Heading into the season, like, was this a play-in team or not, was the conversation we were having. I've moved past that, Bonte. This is a playoff team. Now the question is, are they a top three playoff team? That's going to be what is going to be
50-win team?
The question. Maybe.
Unnamed player.
Now, does that translate into the playoffs with this rotation, stuff like that? That's a different question. I'm not there yet. I'm just focusing on the here and now. It's November 15th, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I'm not going to go deep playoff runs. Yeah, we're not going to.
Can we win an NBA Cup first and foremost? Because that's the big thing. And this game tonight is part of the NBA Cup.
You know, Emirates NBA Cup.
Thank you.
Emirates NBA Cup, because they put a lot of money into
this. And we love Emirates here.
The Emirates NBA Cup, and it is a cup game, and the Warriors want to get another point and maybe get that trip to Las Vegas. And I joke with Chris Muller, like, hey, man, they're going to hang that banner right next to your number 17 at Chase Center. The Emirates NBA Cup, baby. Let's go.
But you got Arsenal. They have the Emirates. They're part of the Arsenal Football Club.
My Liverpool is rolling right now.
They're balling
right now.
Mo Salah and them boys.
He might go to Barcelona.
Mo?
You see that? Mo Salah.
That's fine. They got Christian Pulisic as the replacement, according to the reports. So
who, Barcelona or Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Ooh.
The American.
Ooh.
Ooh. You like that?
You move over to Liverpool, too?
Oh, are you kidding me? I root for the Americans only, Bonte.
You never walk alone?
I never walk alone. I also claim every single team that American plays on, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, I'm a bandwagon hopper, too. Look, the Grizzlies, real quick. Ja Morant, Marcus Smart, and Desmond Bane have only played 36 minutes together this season. 36 minutes. So when you talk about Memphis, they're 7-4 right now. And they are going to be, look, this is a team that was the number two and number three seed in back-to-back seasons in the Western Conference. And, of course, Ja Morant got suspended last year to start the season, but he missed the first 25 games. Then he came back and he got hurt and was out for the season. They had a lot of injuries. So they're trying to get healthy, but right now they're not healthy. His jaw's out again. He's going to be out today as I look at their injury report. All right, here we go. Desmond Bane, questionable, right oblique. Brandon Clark, questionable, left toe soreness. G.G. Jackson out. Ja Morant out. Ja Morant out. Cam Spencer out. Vince Williams Jr. out. They have a lot of injuries. On paper, the Warriors should win this game, but you never want to take a team lightly. They are big. They are physical. They will slow the game down, and they're a gritty team. Like you mentioned the other day, just a second ago, Spadone. They played the Lakers tough the other night.
They did.
At Crypto.com Arena.
And the Lakers haven't lost at home, and they pushed them to the brink there. Then you look at their schedule coming up, though, Bonte, but I don't want to get too out of myself here, but I know the loss of Melton, but you got Steph, you got Draymond, you got all these guys. Andrew Wiggins playing very well. Got the Clippers, Hawks, Pelicans, Spurs. Again, no Zion. I know Wemby just dropped 50. He looked amazing the other night. Hawks aren't, you know, Grant Lifman and them boys.
They beat Boston the other night.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, they were also
Boston.
They were 16.5-point dogs for a reason.
Hey, Emirates NBA Cup, man. They upset the Celtics. I'm not taking them lightly.
That's great. The Trae Young value at an all-time high. Go ahead and move off that. Yeah.
They may do it for Grant Lifman.
Stop.
7-5. By the way, I'm just saying 7-4. 7-5, Memphis. 7-5.
Yes, 7-5. And then they got the Nets. And then before playing the Thunder, then it gets a little more difficult. Suns, Nuggets, etc. So again, just I feel so damn optimistic about this Golden State Warriors team right now, which again is crazy. Because if I would have told you a couple months ago, Bonte, that on November 15th, 2024, that I feel better about the Golden State Warriors than I do about the San Francisco 49ers and their future, I would have said you're taking crazy pills. But I do.
What does that even mean?
I feel better about their future?
Yeah.
I just do. Like, I feel
future
better
in terms of what?
Like, future in terms of being legit contenders.
So
I'm down on the 49ers right now.
Yeah, why? If they win the division, do they make the playoffs? You don't think they're contenders?
Do you has anything after the Super Bowl given you hope about this team winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm sure Kansas City fans said that last year, too.
Yeah, but they've won Super Bowls.
Yeah, but so I don't care. But the Niners have been to Super Bowls.
Yeah, but they haven't won it.
The Niners have won, but they've been close.
They don't have Patrick Mahomes either.
Then you know what? Then nobody has a shot then. All the teams that haven't won it, like Detroit doesn't have a shot because they've never been there. You know, like Philadelphia doesn't have a shot because they haven't won since
Philadelphia's been playing much better than the 49ers.
But if the Niners get into the playoffs, who to say they don't have a chance? They have the quarterback. They have the head coach. McCaffrey's back. Debo's battle-tested.
Do they have the defense?
George Kittle's back. They held Tampa Bay last week to 215 yards.
Tampa Bay doesn't have Mike Evans or Chris Godwin.
But they held them to 215 yards.
I mean, you do what you got to do.
It's just like the Warriors. As you feel good about the Warriors, did the Celtics have Jaylen Brown?
No, they didn't.
Did the Pelicans have Trey Burke for the third?
No.
And Herb Jones in the second game?
Chet Holmgren also out after 5 minutes against the Thunder.
Exactly. Did Dallas have P.J. Washington playing in that basketball game? The other night. So we could all nitpick and say, hey, they didn't have this guy. They didn't have, like, tonight, Memphis is going to be short-handed. But you know what? You don't control what the other team does or who's in or who's out. You control how you play and you control the situation.
Yeah, but
what the Niners did last week was say, hey, we're going to go down to Tampa Bay off a bye week. Like, we were talking about Philadelphia dominating the game yesterday. The score was kind of misleading. And the way that game last week in Tampa was misleading. They should have won that game going away. Kickers got to make kicks. I get it. Special teams has to be a lot better. You gave up a short field off the muff punt. But for the most part, the Niners controlled that game.
Did you feel good about that win?
Yeah, I did.
You felt good.
I did.
You felt great about where this team is at.
I felt great. I tell you why I felt great about that win.
That's surprising.
The resiliency and facing adversity in that situation. Things could have crumbled. You got Deebo Samuel chopping Pepper in the neck, and Kyle Shanahan mentioned that, yeah, you can't put your hands on somebody. But the fire that I saw from that football team and to bounce back down 17-13 in the fourth quarter, take a lead, almost give up a touchdown, but the defense stood tall, only gave up the field goal, and to go down there and score within 41 seconds, and to go down there and see Ricky Pearsall make two big-time catches as a rookie, Juwan Jennings making a big play, hell yeah, I feel good about that win. Beggars can't be choosers. Minnesota feel good about the win of 12-7 over Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? They feel good. Detroit feels good despite throwing five interceptions. They feel good about the win. It's all about winning. I don't give a damn what it looks like. This ain't the BCS. You ain't getting style points in the college football rankings. You don't have to run up the score. Just win the damn game. The Niners won a game that they have lost this season. But after the bye week, they fixed that. Facing adversity, Spinone, that's what I'm saying. So I feel good about the win.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.